The best kept secret to marketing your private practice is to not only market your practice to the users of therapy services, which are your clients, but don't forget about the buyers of therapy services. Welcome to another episode of Master Private Practice, where I help you to master private practice one master idea at a time. And today is another master idea episode. And today's master idea episode is focused upon the difference between the buyer and the user. So when it comes to marketing, there is a difference between a buyer and a user. Okay? When it's the same thing works for therapy services. There are people that are buyers of therapy servers, but maybe not necessarily the users of the therapy services. So let's think about it. A potential buyer could be an insurance company. The insurance company themselves are the buyers of therapy services. They purchase or pay for your services. However, the member themselves would be the user. They're not actually the buyer of the therapy services. So, if you're looking to contract with an insurance company, that would be a way in which you're contracting with them. In other words, they're purchasing you to provide services to their users or their members. You could also look at a social service agency in your area. The social service agency in the community that I operate in has funding that they can use for therapy services. So contracting with the social service agency also becomes there a buyer. In other words, they are purchasing or buying the therapy services from myself. However, the user of the service would be the clients, right? You could also look at EAPs. There might be a business that has an EAP program. That business or that EAP program would be looked at as a buyer and not necessarily the user. The user would be the person coming in to do your counseling. So, when you're looking at designing your marketing plan becomes your plan to intervene and make a difference in the lives of others. And so, when you're looking to design this particular plan, you're going to need to target both the users and the buyers. And one way to simply look at this as, the users would be your clients, the clients who are actually coming in. Now, obviously, if a client comes in and they're self-paying, obviously they're a buyer and a user. But there might be a differentiation, because they might not be both. What you're trying to do is, how can you contact EAP places, businesses? In other words, those buyers may not necessarily be the users. That's another angle to look at. So when you are identifying your niche or the people you're trying to serve, you need to understand who are the potential buyers of services for those people. And you're looking at, you know, maybe nonprofit organizations, workplaces, other organizations that they all might work for that help pay for services for this particular population. And being able to get in front of those buyers and forming a relationship with them is what you're after, because the user may not have a direct relationship with you. They don't know you. They don't even have any idea how to like you, trust you. They don't know any of that. But the buyer of service does. So if you can develop that professional relationship with those potential buyers, then the users that already have a great relationship with the buyers may be referred in. They already know, like, and trust the buyers. This allows you to come in. So basically today, there's one key imperative idea to understand from marketing. It's just one more of those plus one master ideas that help us to maybe gain a little bit more knowledge regarding marketing. And if this is an idea that gets you a little bit more knowledge and helps your practice, wonderful. So, there's a difference between a buyer and a user of therapy services. Sometimes they're both. However, when you're designing your marketing plan, you're not only looking for how do you get clients, which are the users, but how do you get in front of the buyers that may be paying for those services for those clients. It's just a little extra look that you can get to find another area where you might be able to reach the people that you're trying to serve. So today's master idea exercise is for you to do the following. Number one, sit down and make a list of all the potential buyers of therapy services for your ideal clients. Okay? And once you have that list, the second thing you want to do is then put together a plan of how you are going to get together with them, introduce yourself, some way to begin to establish a professional relationship with those individuals. So once again, number one, make a list and identify who might be the potential buyers of services for your ideal clients. Number two, put together an action plan of how you're going to reach out to them, introduce yourself, and begin to develop a professional relationship with them. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful day. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let me know and send those questions or comments to Chris S. at masterprivatepractice.com. Are you having trouble getting clients? Trouble filling your practice? Well, I did too when I first started out. Graduate school never prepared me for private practice either, and I had to learn how to fill my practice through trial and error. And the one thing that I don't want is for you to have to struggle through that trial and error like I did. And I know that marketing and business concepts can seem so complex. So I developed a simple and concise free report that someone with no marketing or business experience could understand and implement those strategies immediately. It is called 24 Ways to Attract Clients from Most Effective to Least Effective that you didn't learn in graduate school. Now, I truly want to see you fill your practice. And I feel that this free report could greatly help. So head on over to masterprivatepractice.com and click on 24 Ways to Attract Clients. From there, you can download that free report. Don't hesitate too long, as your clients and referral sources are needing you.